Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Luke Nichols behind the glass in.
Luke.
For Kyle Quinn. Good morning, Hugh. We got ourselves a victory. The Eagles are 1-0. But that was one of the wackiest Week 1 games and one of the wackiest Eagles-Cowboys games I could ever remember. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Go Birds. Hey, I told you yesterday that I wouldn't come in here.
It's 10-1.
No, I'm saying I did it last night, Joe.
Oh, okay.
I did it last night.
So you're letting me know that you. I told you so to me when I wasn't there.
Well, we were in the suite last night. I was in the suite.
Yep.
So I told the people that were watching the game in the suite with us.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I promised my partner. I said, I don't know if you guys listen to the show from 10 to 2, but I promised my partner that I would not come in and say I told you so about the game last night.
Right, right.
So I'm going to tell y'all that.
I got you.
And y'all need to listen to the show tomorrow from 10 to 2, where I'm on this pulpit when I'm preaching and I'm telling y'all stuff that y'all need to start listening to, because I know what I – like, if there's one thing I know, it's hatred.
Yeah, and pettiness.
And pettiness.
You know,
like that is in my wheelhouse. Mm. And last night, like I said, they played above their station.
Well, they did. They were aided, though, by the – now, let me say this – we're all glad the Eagles won. There's so much to unpack. I mean, Hugh, we know week one is a weird thing.
Like, it's always weird.
It's just weird.
Slow
week one
starts,
is weird.
All that.
So on one hand, it's kind of our job and it's kind of our nature to overreact. On the other hand, in terms of the game, we'll get to the extracurriculars in 1 second. But the game.
The extracurriculars.
The game, I'm trying not to overreact to the bad. I'm trying not to even underreact to the good. There's a lot. There's a lot here. Bottom line is they got to win. That's the most important thing. I want to say this, then we'll get to all of how it happened. What a weird night. The delay for an hour felt like it changed the whole game, because they got that fumble recovery right before the delay. I thought the momentum was going to take them there and they were going to kind of roll. And then nobody did anything after the delay. I mean, there was no offense at all after the 1 hour delay. So that was weird. It was a high scoring first half and then basically nothing in the second half. The defense made some plays, but also got torched at times. The offense was very efficient, but it was kind of bogged down, too. They couldn't run it particularly well.
Yeah.
I thought last night...
That was running pretty decent.
Yeah. Yes. I thought last night, even though the stats aren't overwhelming, I thought Jalen Hurts was excellent.
He played a good game. He did what was needed in the moment.
I thought he played really well. I thought his efficiency was there. He had 4 incompletions. 3 of them were throwaways. And I thought his legs were the biggest difference in the game. Amidst all the chaos last night, Jalen Hurts was really good. And yes, Hugh Douglas, you were right. It ended up a close game. I was biting my nails in the fourth quarter. But let's not ignore the elephant in the room. The biggest reason that game was close is the Eagles' best defensive player got himself kicked out of the game on the before the opening for offensive possession of the game. Hugh, that was... I've never seen anything like that. Like, once in a while, a player gets kicked out of a game, right? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson last year. There's infractions. But spitting on Dak Prescott before the first play of the game? That was ridiculous.
It reminded me of something my cousin told me a long time ago, where it told me when I needed to hear it. To anger you is to conquer you.
Mm.
And Dak set out to conquer you, and he did exactly that. Dak's not about that life. And I've heard a lot of people justify his actions, Jalen Carter's actions, by what Dak did. Dak spit on the ground, right? And I've heard, and I know what that is. We're Eagles fans, and Jalen's one of us. And, you know, that's how we see it. But if the tables were turned, I think that we would say that was ridiculous and that was stupid. That's a stupid reason to do that. I really, really do. Because how many movies have you seen, Joe, where two men have disagreed with one another and the dude spit on the ground in front of the person and nothing happens? So for you to sit there and tell me that spitting on the ground in front of you, talking trash and spitting on the ground in front of you, that incites you to actually spit on somebody and put the first game of the season in jeopardy, you justify that? That's interesting. I'm not here to judge anybody for feeling the way that they feel. But that's interesting that you feel that way about that moment. And the bottom line is this. Jalen Carter needs to learn how to control himself. You know, this is a young man that has a lot of talent that has been given a second chance. You know, and the position that you're in, the person that you are, you're going to always be looked at as a savage in the sense, and you have to change the narrative. Remember, I told a story the other day, and I said, you know, T.O. was like the pit bull in the room when nobody was on it. That's Jalen Carter. But you know that this dog bites, and this dog will be out of control. And the best you can hope for is, you know, just for him to calm down, because can't nobody control him. The fact that you walk off the field, and I don't know him, but you didn't look remorseful for what you did. You didn't look remorseful for what you did in the press conference. You can't have that. You have to. I understand playing with controlled aggression. I understand that. You have to get that under wraps, because that could cause you problems later in life. It really, really can.
Well, it can, and it could cost the team games. I mean, look, there's the all Jalen Carter's career and life and off the field stuff that he's got to be in control of his life. It could have cost Eagles a game last night. I mean, let's be real. That changed the entire game that he wasn't in there. The Cowboys went up and down the field in the first half. Now, Fangio adjusted in the second half, and they figured it out, and they made a play, and they got the fumble, and they made plays late. But the first half of the game, I put that all on Jalen Carter. I mean, the Cowboys couldn't move the ball in the second half once they adjusted, but they had to adjust on the fly to not having their best defensive player out there. It was a ridiculous it's ridiculous. There is no justification. He spit on Dak Prescott. And, Hugh, I'm going to go off the analogy used. And I used to have a pit bull. Now, she didn't bite, and she was friendly. But when we first got her, and she was a puppy, and she was kind of sometimes out of control as we were trying to train her, you know what we had to do sometimes? We had to put her in the crate. And it doesn't have to be a big deal, but sometimes if you have a dog that's a little out of control, you put the dog in, if they have a crate, just kind of calm down. And I'll use that analogy to say this, and I know you're not going to like it. Maybe not you, but I know everyone listening is not going to like it. I don't care. If I'm the Eagles, I'm suspending Jalen Carter for next week. Not the NFL. I don't think they're going to. Yeah.
Wait, Joe.
No, let me finish. And then I get your action.
I got you. You're right.
I'm suspending him next week. I didn't feel, and we're going to let you hear from him coming up in a few minutes. I didn't feel any remorse from him last night. And this is not the first time he's been out of control on the sidelines. Right? Last year, he was fighting Sirianni, slapped the Steeler guy upside the head last year. They suspended him for a quarter last year against the Falcons for being late to a meeting. Obviously, the message's not getting through. If I'm Nick Sirianni, he's not playing next week. He's not dressing for the game. He's not playing. They got to send a message. Like, this isn't acceptable. You are our most important player. He's a year away from getting paid, I don't know, $200 million? That makes you one of the faces of the franchise. If I'm the Eagles, there is no way he's playing the game next week. I know it's harsh, and I know it will hurt them next week. I get that. But I send a message. Like, I can't let him play next week. That's where I'm at. I don't know if anyone agrees. I don't really care. That's where I'm at. I wouldn't let him play next week.
Joe, it's Kansas City.
I know what that. Well, that makes it maybe it'll hit.
Oh, okay. I agree to a certain extent. But how about this? Can we do a happy medium?
We're gonna sugarcoat it.
No. Listen, I'm with you, but Joe, it's Kansas City.
So what's the happy medium?
Okay. I have this psychologist. I know somebody that I talked to. His name is Dr. George James.
We're going to set him up with
Jim? I'm going to set, and I know Doc listens to the show. So, Doc, if you're listening, we need you to holler at him. He needs to talk to some professional people because there's some underlying anger issues that he has that he needs to deal with. And I'm saying this in all seriousness because as a former defensive player, your anger is like his demeanor is kind of what makes him who he is.
Sure.
As a player. And I just need him to channel that. He needs to learn how to channel that. I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think that. But I think that he is, you know, if he perceives you doing wrong, he's going all in. And when he goes in, he's like a tornado.
Yeah.
He's out of control. He needs to learn how to control that. Well, that's where he is. I hear what you're saying about the suspension. And he needs to understand that he is not untouchable. But man, we playing Kansas City.
I know. Well, you know what? Sometimes you gotta
I mean, I hear you and you're right, but I mean, damn, Joe, playing Kansas City.
Sometimes
if we were playing the Giants,
yeah,
maybe.
See, no, but that maybe that'll make it hit for him. If he's on the sideline next week watching Mahomes go up and down the field, we're all going to say the same thing. It's your fault, buddy. You should be out there, and you'd be out there if not for the actions last week. All right, we got a lot to react to today. 215-592-9494 is the phone number. We're going to get everyone's phone calls up. Hugh, it is amazing that it's a win over the Cowboys, yet our passion the first segment was about Jalen Carter. Like, yeah. Jalen Hurts played very well.
Yes, he did.
A.J. Brown didn't get a target until man.
You know, I can't. When
typically, that's like how we're leading the show.
He handled it well.
And they won, which
yes,
is the
did.
Most important thing.
That's all you can ask for. And next week, you will try to have a better game plan to get him involved. But you can't argue with the results. That was a tough game. That was a tight game.
It was. Like it was going to be. Well, yeah. If I had known Jalen Carter would have got knocked out of the game before the game started, like maybe I would have had a different prediction.
Like I said,
also, we have ourselves an issue at that second corner spot. Dory Jackson is a problem. I mean, my goodness.
It was a little handsy.
Yeah, a little handsy.
It was both
5 yards
handsy.
Behind the receiver at all times. That one was a wild one. All right, a lot to react to. We'll get all your phone calls. And coming up on the other side, Nick Sirianni, what he said last night about Jalen Carter. Carter's full explanation at his locker after the game. We know it was late last night. We know a lot of people were dragging. You probably went to sleep after the game. If you missed it, we'll let you hear everything Jalen Carter said after the game. And Dak Prescott, what he said is we now know there was a second spitter. Dak, of course, spitting on the ground. Dak's explanation of what happened. Everyone's phone call coming up. It is the midday show on a victory Friday. The Eagles are 1-0. But boy, it was an odd one. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everybody know my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. I'm telling you, I've had it. It's really good. It's smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with friends, bold, vibrant, with an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink, people. It's really that good. Jack Daniel's Blackberry Whiskey, coming soon to the local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, not 3-6 Mafia. What you doing, Luke? What you know about 3-6 Mafia?
He knows enough to play it. Luke Nichols in for Kyle Quinn today. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles are 1-0. It's not your typical victory Monday/Friday.
It's
Friday.
It is.
Well, but it doesn't feel like it.
Well, to
it
you?
It was a weird game. I mean, be real. I mean, we had an hour rain delay or weather delay. They also didn't play great.
They got the win.
They got the win. It was almost it was the kind of game you walk out like, whew.
No, you know what?
Exhale, let's get out. We put the W in the win column and we get out of there.
Well, again.
This is two I told you so's in 18 minutes. And you said there'd be zero. You said there'd be zero.
Didn't you start the meeting like this? I know.
This guy.
First of all, I didn't say it. I started to say it. But I did self-edit. I self-edited.
Over under the number of times this show that Hugh either says I told you so or self-edits out. I say 3.5.
You're going to let me make my point.
We're at 2.
It was classic Philadelphia last night because I was at the game. And when I think it was Dallas went up, right?
Mm-hmm.
People started booing.
Of course.
You know, it was the Dallas sucks chance. It was so many ranges of emotions last night that it felt great. But I always told the folks that – I pontificated for and told them that I told you so in the suite that we're still going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I said there's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to win the game, and I gave him a Go Birds chant.
Oh, you gave him the Go Birds?
I said Go Birds.
Yeah, they like that.
Yeah. Well, I think I kind of pissed them off initially.
Yeah.
By my I told you so, but so I brought it back around with the Go Birds.
Well, that's good. Look, the bottom line is this. They won, and it's funny. It's almost like an inverse of last year, because last year the defense usually was great, right? Mm-hmm. The Jalen Carter was usually the biggest reason for that. Saquon was usually the biggest story of why they scored. And last night, really none of those things were like that. It was Jalen Hurts was their most consistently excellent player last night. The defense was up and down. They made enough plays late. The delay, I thought, changed things. It kind of made the game from high scoring to all of a sudden no one could score. But the biggest story is Jalen Carter and what happened last night. If it was me, if I was Nick Sirianni, I would suspend him. He wouldn't play next week. I know he was like, well, it's the Chiefs next week. I don't care.
I don't know, Joe. I understand the premise.
I'm thinking bigger picture than just next week.
You're right, and I get
this
that.
This season, his career, I just want to get him in his head right because he's too important of a player to do what he did last night.
That's why I said get him a psychiatrist.
Well, do something. I need something. I'm starting with a suspense. Let's get everyone's reaction here to the game, the win, Jalen Carter. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
You were on it last night, man. You were right on that number almost. I was like, yeah. He's going to be petty tomorrow.
Oh, we all knew it. We all knew it.
I'm not.
Stop.
Also, I need more white guy Hugh impersonation. Yesterday, that was That might be a Final Four in the Field of 64 Hughes next year.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah. He didn't realize we knew it was a white guy impersonation.
Well, it was an Eagles fan. Oh,
yeah, but you, you pictured him. He looked more like me than he looked like you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I get it.
He did.
That was one of the most weirdest games, and I don't think we should be – I was totally, like, angry and very before the first snap. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? Now, I don't know if he's going to get suspended by the league. I don't think that would happen. But how about suspending him for the first half of the Kansas City game?
Well, I think that might be a happy medium. So, Jeff, I don't think he will get suspended by the league. Typically, when a player is ejected, that tends to be it.
Now, punishment.
Yeah, now
he'll
maybe
probably get fined. Maybe
a fine.
Oh,
a couple
of yams. Yeah.
But I think he'll be eligible to play next week. Now the Eagles, though. They can change it, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The Eagles do it, not the league.
Yep.
I thought Jalen played well. I'm kind of a little bit disappointed that AJ and Smitty didn't get involved in the game much at all. I mean, AJ did at the very end, but I don't know if that was coverage. I don't know if that was scheme. But the overall thing is they won, and the defense kind of looks like it did last year a little bit, out of sync. But that's what happens when you play no preseason games, and these next couple of games are going to be probably looking like that as well.
Well, they could, and they'll be against better teams, which makes it more complicated. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the defense last night, Hugh, they made some plays late, mm-hmm. and that was a big fumble recovery there by Quinyon.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dak made a ridiculous play to trip him up. I think Quinyon was gone if Dak doesn't trip him up there, and he scores a touchdown. I thought Jahad Campbell did some good things. I thought Makuba did some good things. Nolan Smith. The other thing, Hugh, and this is – it's a little bit on the Carter thing. Also, it's a little bit separate. They were just – Hugh, I thought they were undisciplined as a whole. They had 9 penalties last night over 100 yards. The one was Carter, but Nolan got one. I mean – you can't have all those defensive penalties.
Well, and that plays into the hatred thing. You can't discount the fact that it's the Dallas Cowboys, and they came into town on Banner Night. That was a great night, too. And to see that, like, can you imagine, and I'm going to give you an analogy here. Say the girl you used to date that you told her she wasn't that cute or whatever, or the guy that wasn't that cute. I'm just, both. And all of a sudden, you see them with somebody, and it's like a glow up. They're getting married. They get a ring, and they look so much better than they did when you remember them. And they're rubbing that in your face. That's kind of what last night was. That's why when I heard CeeDee Lamb say, I'm going to sit out there for it, and I'm going to watch it. Nobody else knew what he was doing that for. I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen. He was using that as motivation. And he went out there, and he damn near scorched you for 100 yards in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And hatred is a hell of a motivator.
Oh, it is?
And like I said, like I tried to tell y'all.
That's three. We're counting.
I feel like we're, because he snuck one in a minute or two ago.
Look, we're tallying these.
Yeah. No, but what
that's
I'm
three.
Saying is this.
10-24.
I tried to tell y'all
10-24.
That hatred is a motivator and it makes you play above your station.
Now
I said that yesterday.
Yeah, there's also.
And y'all ridiculed
me. Well, hold on.
And called me mean and hurtful names, called me pop-pop. Said I'm old, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Talked about my shirt.
Yep.
All this other
stuff.
Well,
you had Cowboys colors on
yesterday.
You had Cowboys colors.
I tried to tell you. And CeeDee Lamb there and just scorched you for 100 of them things in the first quarter.
Was that because of a banner and motivation, or could Adoree Jackson not cover anybody?
Well, it was a little bit of both.
I think a little bit of the latter. A lot of the latter.
But I tried to tell you. I'm sorry we're here because I tried to. Workshop my way around.
There's
it,
no spin like Douglas spin. The reality is we have an issue at corner two. You're taking it as a victory lap.
Taking a victory lap.
Yeah,
I told you we was going to win. Mm. I just told you it wasn't going to be as easy as y'all thought it was.
All right, let's get to Chris
y'all
in Middletown.
Y'all owe me an apology.
Yeah, no, I'm not apologizing.
And I want Chris to start off. Chris needs to apologize.
I want an apology from Jalen Carter. He should apologize to his he should apologize to his teammates today. I mean, that he should do. Let's get to Chris, and then we'll let you hear what it sounded like after the game. Sirianni, Jalen Carter himself, and Dak Prescott on what the heck happened last night. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Happy Victory Friday, man.
It is a Victory Friday. It's a different one, though, Chris. That was a bizarre football game.
It is. Douglas, I'm going to address some of your here nonsense. And while we're on the topic nonsense, can we talk about the elephant in the room, please? Kyle doesn't show up to work today. Hugh, I blame you for this because you know what? Your influence is why we got this young man going down the wrong path. Late Thursday night game, probably called in sick today with a headache. He's following your path right into that HR office. And Joe, you got to help him.
So I will try. Now, Kyle claims he's in a wedding in Western PA today. But, you know, you might be onto something. Late game, you know, probably lost his voice yelling about Jalen Carter. I mean, I get it.
Now let's recap this Jalen Carter thing here. Mm-hmm. Can we please?
Yes.
Carter's behavior was just plain dumb. You look up dumb in the dictionary, it's a picture of him spitting on Dak. He spits on Dak, and he gets kicked out before a single snap of the game. You know, he's got to be smarter and not get lured in by Ike Prescott. Because he fell for the trap.
He did.
Just like Trotter.
Almost 20 years to the day. I mean, it's right around the same time.
Same thing. And post-game, this knucklehead shows up with a t-shirt that says, first year rich. Hey, be careful, buddy. Because you know what? Before you go bragging about all your money and counting all your money from your big contract, your behavior just gave them an excuse to lighten your pockets with a hefty fine and a possible suspension, but not to mention, and Hugh, you know this is going to happen. He's now given them the justification to add the additional language about conduct and all this other nonsense that is going to be in there because they're going to point to the first game of the year when he's trying to get his big contract. He hung himself out to dry. You know, while we're talking about hanging yourself out to dry, Adoree Jackson looked like a washcloth trying to cover Hugh's backside last night. Not only was it an epic failure, but the look was terrible. Terrible. You deserve these strays, Hugh. You brought this on yourself.
I deserve these
strays. I told you so, Douglas. All right? Guys, I want to leave you out on a good note. We won the game. We're one game closer to the goal. Makuba played great. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's eventually going to be the starter there at safety. And you know what? Jake Elliott's back, baby. Jake, whatever he was going through, the injuries last year, is back. Message to the fan base, the chants were a summer thing. We only do Eagles chants now, and we do that getting ready for Eagles game day. So no more chants during Eagles season. Have a good day, man.
You got it, Chris. Good phone call. And yes, that was a big kick by Jake Elliott, who last year obviously struggled from distance, and he made a big one last night. All right, let's hear how it sounded. If you missed this after the game last night, it was very late. So let's go through Sirianni's reaction, Jalen Carter's explanation, and then Dak, as we found out he was the second spitter last night in that scrum that led to the nonsense and the ejection of Jalen Carter. All right, let's hear Nick Sirianni. He was asked what you can do to keep Jalen Carter in check. I mean, we know he's a great player, but he's got a short fuse, and we saw it last year. In New Orleans, we saw in the Pittsburgh game, he was suspended for the first quarter against the Falcons last year for internal things. Let's get to Sirianni last night. Asks, what do you do to keep Jalen Carter in check?
So what do you think you can do to keep Jalen from doing this? I mean, he's had a history of, he's gotten two fights last year. You know, he seems to have a habit, and he doesn't seem to be able to control himself when provoked. Is there anything you can do to stop it?
Yeah, like I said, everything that we do is going to be held in-house. He knows, and we needed him out there today, and he wasn't out there against a really good offense. I was really proud of the way the guys stepped up and played. You know, to give up 20 points against a really good team, a really good offense. I think, again, I can't. They got good offensive line. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback. Two really good wide receivers, a really good tight end, two running backs that can make plays with the football. I thought BY came in and had that strip, which was huge. Again, goes back to when we win the turnover battle, good things happen for us as a team. And we, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and then the other halftime that we had that, you know, because I know Coach Eberflus does a really good job of preaching, coming after the football, and I thought they had some good strip attempts, and our guys did a good job of carrying it, and, you know, we got the one out, which was all the difference in the game, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought Jordan got some good pressures. Morrow, I'll have to watch the tape there, but I know he played stout. in there. Gabe Hall came in and gave us some good reps, but we need Jalen Carter on the field. And like I said, we'll keep everything in-house, but we have to get all these things corrected as a whole. As you guys know, I want them – you see how I coach with emotion, and I want them to play with emotion. And that's what I kind of say all the time is, but you have to do it within the rules of the game. Because we need everybody out there to help us be successful.
At least he came back around to the main point there, because that was a Hugh Douglas-esque filibuster.
I was just thinking that, Joe.
I mean, long talk. Listen, I know their depth guys helped last night, and Young, and I don't need Gabe Hall talk here, guys. I mean, like, the question's about Jalen Carter. That's the story. Eventually, he got back there, Hugh, and he said, we need him out there. Now, he says it's going to be handled internally. Yes or no? Like, last year, we didn't know they suspended him for the first quarter against the Falcons until we're like, where is he, right? And then that came out after the game.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell us. If they are going to do something, whether it be a full suspension or a quarter or a half, I'm sure they're not going to tell us because they don't want to tell the Chiefs before the game. But eventually, we're going to find out, right? Like, they don't have to tell us in a press conference after the game, but it will come out.
I think, and I'm serious about this, and I say that with all due respect to him and his family, you're dealing with something that you need to get under control, and you need to talk to somebody. Because the reality is this. Jalen Carter's still going to get paid. He's going to get, because he's too much of a talent. But I'm talking about life after football. Because you're wired different. I get that. I mean, we're like I've always said, we're all wired different. To play football at this level, you're wired different. And a lot of guys are wired a lot different than others, if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
He's the type of cat that, to me, and I don't know this for sure, but it feels like when he gets like that, you talk to him tomorrow. You can't talk to him today. Because if you talk to him today, you might catch hands. You might get dealt with in a way that you didn't deserve. You know what I mean? Because he's looking at you as he's seeing red. He can't differentiate from who's his friend or whatever. He just going in. So you need to talk to somebody about that. You need to talk to somebody that's going to help you channel that. Because this could be a real problem.
Well, it's a real problem for the team right now because he's too good and too important to be this unreliable. Yeah. Let's hear from Jalen Carter. If you missed it last night, here is his full availability. And it's interesting because he doesn't speak much. I don't know if he's not comfortable, if he just doesn't love being a talker. I mean, you know, we know this. There's certain guys in the locker room that like the microphone in front of them, right? They're always up there after the game and they talk. Jalen Carter doesn't talk much, and that's fine. He doesn't have to. Last night, obviously, he did. But this felt to me like one of the longest post games I've ever heard him, you know, answer more than a few questions. But he had to last night. He did. Here's Jalen Carter, his explanation of what happened last night.
You know, it was a mistake that happened on my side, and it just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. You know, just not being able to finish the start game, even finish the game, just fucked me up. But we'll get it better. It won't happen again.
Yeah, can we give him some room?
Let's give him a little bit of room.
There's some footage later that shows that Dak may have done something first. Do you feel like he precipitated?
I don't try to do nothing out of the ordinary. You know, anything that I feel like I have done something back is provoked. But, you know, if it's something out there, y'all see it, we'll walk back.
How amped were you to play this game?
So,
how amped were you to play this game?
Super amped. You know, just to get back, you know, we don't play preseason, so we don't get no warm-ups to hit other opponents. And I was so ready, but things went how I went, we just go focus on next week and get better at what we watch film and get better.
Jalen, when it happened, did you realize that you were going to get tossed in the game?
I heard the refs talking, and I heard them say, this is a tossable offense or something like that, and that's when I...
Did you have a conversation with Nick, and if so, what kind of message did he relay to you?
I didn't have a conversation yet. I know we're going to have that conversation. They have to focus on the game still. I don't want to distract them from the game. You know, I came in, I talked to the people, told them what I was seeing while I was watching the game. So that's all.
What was it like watching the rest of the game?
It was intense for me. You know, I wanted to be out there with the guys so bad, and just the support and help, even just standing on the sideline. But you know, things went how I went. I've made a promise to the Lord, so it won't happen again.
Are you worried about being suspended?
So, are you worried you might be suspended? Jalen, when it happened, were you like in a fit of rage or what was your
emotion? No, I was calm. You know, while I feel calmly, I was not mad. You know, I was pretty hard. I couldn't bring anything on else. You know, the rough decision is the rough decision.
You said you weren't last one. Did Dak say anything, or was there anything that just made you walk over there?
I don't know. You know, when things started to come out, you started seeing things and go off that. But I don't got nothing to say about it. You know,
all right.
I'm trying to make sure the team's right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. There's a few things there. One, if you got a chance to watch that, I didn't feel watching it that he said the right things. Like, I let my team down and all that. But I didn't feel watching it that he had a lot of remorse. I didn't see that when he walked off the field. Also, I'm going to play Dak for you in a second. He didn't say Dak did something, but he also kind of alluded to, like, he said something like, I wouldn't do something unprovoked. Almost like he did it first. That's what it sounded like to me, and that's unacceptable.
Dr. George James, psychiatrist, I'm serious. I know people probably think I'm playing. I don't play about this, about mental wellness, because there was a lot in that, what he said. He doesn't even really recall what was being said after that. Did anybody hear that? I don't know what the ref was saying. He was so locked in to whatever he felt was egregious that nothing else mattered.
Right.
That's the problem. Like seriously, that's the problem. He's a hell of a talent. And I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from that talent, because he could be a Hall of Fame player.
I agree.
He could be a Hall of Fame player. He needs to talk to somebody. He does, man. And I'm so serious about that. Because if you listen to what he said, and if you look at his body language, he can't. I bet you if you asked him to replay in that moment, what ticked him off? All he saw was spit. He don't know, like, he perceived that to be, you know, disrespectful, and he just went in. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And he needs to talk to somebody about that. Because it's not a laughing matter. He's had too many moments where it has potentially been costly. He's a hell of a player. I'm not trying to sit him. But I think if you care about him, you need to get him help. You need to have him talk to somebody.
Do you think when Dak spit on the ground and then you kind of see it zoom in and he's backing up and smiling, kind of laughing at him, do you think the spit set him off, or the laugh and the smile?
All of that. I think the star set him off. I think the crowd was lathered up. It's the Dallas Cowboys. We all know how we feel about the Cowboys. That's fine. All of that is fine within the game. You can't take it to that level. Like, that's where I think he needs to talk to somebody about. You need to channel that energy into something else. Dax, dude, I saw Dak get his ass beat before he went to the pros at a black college weekend by somebody trying to be the tough guy. Dak's not that tough guy. You have to be smarter than that. To anger you is to conquer you.
Well, the other thing last night is he showed everyone how easy it is to get him off
the
stage.
And he's going to see that all the time.
Of course he is.
Because he has to learn that he is the most important person on the field when they play defense. And he has to know now that you're a target. All you got to do, he seems like type of cat. You can say anything about it. You can say something about his mama. And you don't even know his mama.
Yeah.
And he going in. You can't have that.
It can't be that easy to get this caliber player ejected from the game.
It can't be.
Look, sometimes, you know, we see things on different ways. Your idea today is a good one. Like, go get him some help. I want to add to it. And I would suspend him for next week. And I recognize what I'm saying. I'm hurting the Eagles' chances significantly to beat the Chiefs next week. But I need to send him a message. Because I don't know if he got it last night. I need to send him a message from the team, not the referee. Because then he could say, oh, the referee, what are you going to do? It's an ejectable offense. No, I want the team to send him a message. We're trying to win another Super Bowl, trying to be a dynasty. We're about to pay you a lot of money. You're not just some guy. Your side of the football, your Jalen Hurts level of importance. I need you on the field, and what last night was unacceptable. 215-592-9494. I wouldn't let him play against the Chiefs. That's how I come down. Where do you come down on Carter, the win last night? We'll get to Hurts, Brown, the offense, Dory, that's the whole thing. On the other side, your calls, and we'll hear from Dak Prescott what he said happened, his explanation for the first spit on the ground that led to the Carter spit, which was obviously not on the ground. It's the Midday Show. on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, excuse me. And fall's right around the corner. Well, fall is kind of here because it's, you know what, it's two things that are happening right now. It's football season and it's pumpkin spice season, people. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick cut bacon. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and guess what? It's delicious. I ate two packs when I got it. It was awesome. Spice bacon, pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, going to give us a call at 11, as he usually does after Eagles games. We'll talk to him. Jalen Hurts is that. I thought he played really well last night. This is why when people say you care about stats, I don't care about stats. He played well last night. What, did he have 140-something passing yards?
Yeah, it was like he was
150.
Wait a minute. No.
He was 19.
152.
19 of 23.
Yep. One sack. QBR was 93.7.
You know, that the QBR is on a scale of 1 to 100. 93.7 is pretty outstanding. Yeah.
Didn't put the ball in harm's way.
Only took one sack, which he got away from pressure a lot. Like, he threw it away, he ran away. I just thought he was in control of the game last night.
It's funny, right? You're looking at the rushing yards, right? They rushed for 58 yards, excuse me.
Hmm?
And Jalen rushed for 62 of those yards. Saquon has 60.
Yep.
Will Shipley looked pretty good last night.
He's got burst. No, they got a number. And even... Dylan got a little run.
Yeah, he was 3 for 10, 3 carries for 10 yep. yards. Not bad.
The run game early was very good. Hurts' legs iced it. And Hurts on that last drive to hit AJ and then to ice it with the run. Really good stuff by Jalen Hurts. Let's get back to the phones and then we'll let you hear what Dak Prescott had to say, his explanation of the incident last night. Daryl, West Oak Lane. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, Hugh, Joe, Luke. Hey, man, Hugh can say, I told you so. He's now called Nostra Douglas.
Oh, what are you doing to me? He's going to walk around here.
I told you so.
You're my buds.
You're my guys.
And you've been spot on. And that game was crazy. And with Jalen Carter, I agree with Hugh. You know, because normally, if you got somebody who has problems with anger, you put him in sports. So he's already in sports, so he needs to be relegated to anger management for this whole season. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with you on that. I don't agree with sitting him out on no games, especially. Yeah, we got to play Kansas. We can't hurt ourselves by doing that. So that's where I'm at with that. But like you, man, I'm going to start, listening to you, man. It ain't no just hot takes with you, man. I'm listening to you more,
I've tried, man.
Hugh Stradamus.
Well, that's the clean version, but that's not the one that I use.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're on point, man. So that's all I got to say, man, and y'all guys have a great day.
Darryl, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I mean, a good phone call, except, telling Hugh he needs to
time. You know what, man? I enjoy, had a time yesterday with the listeners and everything. Love each and every one of you. I get it. I understand that we're fans, we're rabid fans, and that we feel the way that we feel. You know, but it's fun talking to you guys every day, and I tell you what, I do like the fact that, y'all kind of call me, crazy and don't know what I'm talking about, but when I'm right, I just, just makes me feel awful.
So this is the sixth time you said I was right in the first hour of the show.
I'm just saying.
I'm just counting. Over-under is now at 18.5 for the full show.
I appreciate each and every one of you, even you people.
So you said this, and then Daryl just said it. Don't want to suspend him next week because it hurts the team. I know it hurts. That's the message I want to send to him. Sometimes you got to take a little step back to go forward. And if Jalen's not out there next week because the Eagles suspend him, they're much more likely to lose the game. And I am willing to take the small L to get the big win. And I think maybe, I just imagine him on the sideline next week, if the Eagles suspend him, watching Mahomes go up and down the field and knowing, deep down, this is my fault. Maybe that will help get through to him. It's just my thought.
I hear you. And to a certain extent, I'm with you. But let's be honest, Joe. I know a little bit of Jalen Carter's history. And I remember hearing stories about him at Georgia where he was by far the best player on the field at any time. And a lot of times he wouldn't practice hard until somebody made him mad, and then he would go out there and game wreck all the offensive linemen.
Right.
He has been in a situation where there have been no real consequences, to his actions his whole life because he could play. Now, to suspend him would send a message, but at the end of the day, he gonna play because he has to, because he's your best player. I'm talking more about helping him out in life.
Right.
Because you don't want nothing to happen to him where it something gets out of hand.
Sure.
I'm just gonna say that. So he needs to learn how to channel his anger.
I'm just saying there is precedent. Last year, for missing a meeting. That's what we were told. Now, yes. Now maybe it was 5 meetings. They told us he missed a meeting. We don't know
I know what you about the Atlanta game, right?
1 quarter for missing a meeting. Okay. So if I'm going off of that, you did something to hurt the team. We disciplined you a quarter. What is spitting at the other opposing quarterback and kick? To me, that rises to we got to elevate the suspension. So is it a half? Is it a game? It just feels weird to have no team discipline.
But here's the thing, Joe. Okay, let's do the timeline thing. That Atlanta game was the third or fourth game?
Week two.
What about all the infractions after that, after you did that?
And then no more. Yeah, there was nothing else.
I
know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've got an issue.
This is bigger than football.
Yeah, and they got to get it down because he's an important and hugely important player. Right, let's hear from Dak Prescott last night. Later in the broadcast, we saw The second video, the second spitter, was Dak Prescott. Now, he started it, but he spit on the ground, and obviously Jalen Carter took it to a different level. Here is Dak's explanation of what he saw happen last night.
Calvin Watkins, L20 News. What happened with you and Mr. Carter and spitting?
Yeah, I probably spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general, and something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, or I guess you could say trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and I guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman. I just spit ahead, but I'd say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I stepped through, I actually said the words, like, "What the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for?" And he just spit on me in that moment. And it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off. Didn't realize he was getting ejected. Unfortunate that he did. Hell of a player. Changed our plan and our blocking scheme. As I told y'all right before the week, that we're going to protect against him. So helped in that manner. But I don't wish for anybody to get out of the game. I'm sure he probably regrets that to some extent. I'm pretty sure he knows I didn't try to spit on him or wasn't even aiming to spit on him. So something that's probably going to get a lot of coverage and a lot of attention that I feel sorry for him in the sense of yeah, I mean, I know how excited each and every one of us are, right, to kick off the season and the season opener, and hell of a player like that doesn't even get a chance in the first play. Unfortunate circumstances.
That hurts worse to me than him spitting on him. Because you know what he did? Like I told you, to anger you is to conquer you.
He won.
And he conquered you.
Yep.
And then he laughed at you in a press conference.
And talked about how it changed everything about their game plan.
Yes, and talked about how dynamic you were.
Yep.
And how when you leave, we good. Now, they ran the ball. What they run the ball for? For 119 yards.
They walked down the field the first three drives of the game without him.
Like, that to me is the worst thing that you could have happen to you as a man. For somebody to move you off your square and then have success because of that.
And say it and tell everyone.
And then say, the icing on the cake for me was, hey, hell of a player. Dog, I'm going to keep saying this until somebody hears me or somebody gets me. He needs to talk to somebody. He needs to talk to somebody. So you got to do something.
215-592-9494 for all your phone calls. Merrill Reese will join us. We'll get to the play of Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. And what are we doing with that second quarter? All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL season, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, want to boost your bets even more. Right now, all customers can double their winnings with a 100% prop boost. That means you can get two times the payout on NFL Sunday Moneyline bets. I like Denver this week. That is a great spot for them at home against Tennessee. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on the NFL action with a chance to win even bigger. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.